Thanks. Most of you have heard of Padre Pio. He's very famous because he had the stigmata of Christ for 50 years, the wounds of Christ in his hands and his feet. But also Padre Pio was a person who had many mystical gifts. He was able to read minds. Also, he was able to bilocate. And that bilocate means he was able to be in two places at the same time. Also, he was able to raise people who died and give them life. An extraordinary saint. Related to the first reading today in the Gospel, I'd like to tell you a short story about him and extrapolate from that. The Gospel today, we have Jesus healing the blind man. So, on one occasion, a blind man was brought to Jesus. And, I'm sorry, Padre Pio. Padre Pio said, well, what would you like? And the blind man said, I want to see. Padre Pio said this, I can restore your sight to you, but if you have your sight restored, then you will lose your soul. So you have to choose. Guess what he chose? He actually chose to be blind the rest of his life so that he could see God for all eternity in heaven. It's a powerful story, isn't it? Yeah. Very powerful story. And really, if you interpret it, I think the interpretation is pretty obvious, is that if he were to have his sight restored, then he would have used his eyes in a wrong way, thereby abusing his eyes, and his eyes as a source by which he would actually lose his soul. So let's talk about the whole thrust of this Mass we celebrate today. This is a Mass we've been building up to for the past 4 to 5 weeks, which after the homily you're going to be receiving a token or a symbol of the whole thrust of this consecration Mass. Ring, as well as a medal. And what it is the following. Is we're going to make a proposal to try to live out the virtue of chastity. That's the whole purpose of getting this ring as well as this medal. To try to live out this very precious virtue of chastity. That's the whole purpose of it. So how can we do this? I'd like to give a spiritual strategy that we should try to undertake to be able to live out this virtue. See this virtue as the pearl of infinite value that Jesus speaks about. A pearl of infinite value. Because if you live this out, then the ultimate prize will be that one day we will all go to heaven. And that's why we're here in this world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. What is that? It's one of the Beatitudes. You know what that Beatitude is? Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. I'll repeat that. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. So if we want to see God in this life as well as in heaven, we have to arrive at this purity of heart. So this should be our strategy. The pearl of infinite price, we should all have a great desire to want to attain this pearl of infinite price. Try to tell you, if you were to meet me at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and just greet me, I would give you $5 billion. I think you'd come. I think you'd come. $5 billion. But this pearl of infinite price is worth more than $5 billion. Because this pearl of infinite price will open up the gates of heaven for many of us. So in psychology, it's called the principle of motivation. We have to be motivated by wanting to attain this pearl of infinite price. So, after being motivated, we have to have a certain strategy. The first thing I would say is this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. What's Matthew chapter verse 7, verse 7? You're going to say, we don't know, we're not Protestants, right? It is, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be open. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, the door will be open. So ask, seek, and knock, and beg for this precious virtue of purity. Beg for it. Be a beggar. Lord, grant me this precious pearl of infinite price that we're going to be begging for today. Ask and you receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, the door will be open. The second is this. This thought has been recurring to me the past year in my prayers and meditations. And it's the following. I'm going to tell you and your parents the shortcut to holiness. And it's this. What we're celebrating now is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. See if I can explain in a few words. When you receive Holy Communion, you receive Jesus Christ. You've learned the four words. You received His body, blood, soul, and divinity. You remember those words, right? Body, blood, soul, and divinity. So let's try to go deep into that. Eventually I'd like to write a blog article on this. It's kind of percolating in my mind now. So when you receive, okay, we want to live purity. Let's try to see what happens when you receive communion. St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. then he says you have the mind of Christ. Hmm. How do you interpret that? Put on the mind of Christ, you have the mind of Christ. So when you receive Holy Communion, okay, in your head, according to Aquinas and Aristotle, there are three faculties. One is you have memory, understanding, and imagination. That's right. We all have that. And you're right here, your head. You have what's called a memory, you have the understanding, and you have the imagination. All right. Many of us have memories that are maybe not that good. Many of us maybe have bad memories. Why not ask Jesus to purify by the fire of his love to burn away the bad memories? Why not? He can do it if you want. Ask and receive. You have an understanding. You have an intellect. Ask Jesus to enlighten your mind to see the real value of living out this virtue of chastity. Imagination. Teresa of Avila says the imagination is la loca de la casa. Si habla español. La loca de la casita. And what she means, la loca, some of you know a little bit of Spanish, right? La loca, it means the mad person of the house. Our imagination runs wild, okay? It goes wild. Well, ask Jesus for the grace to be able to control your imagination. This you receive every time you receive Holy Communion. So go from your mind, let's go down a little bit. How about your ears? Perhaps we've listened to some things that are not very good. Let's ask Jesus, when we receive Holy Communion, receiving his ears, that we would only listen to things that are pleasing to God. Amen? Listen to things that are only pleasing to God. Let's go from our ears now. Let's go to our lips and to our tongue. Maybe we've said bad words in the past. Maybe we've even told bad stories. Let's ask Jesus Christ to burn away all that is displeasing to us in our speech. By the way, when you receive Holy Communion, where is the host going to go? Huh? The host is going to go on your tongue. Ever think about that? Your tongue becomes the throne of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe. And then let's go to our eyes. The biggest problem today with respect to chastity is the addiction to bad images that we see on Instagram, YouTube, our telephone. Let's be blunt. The addiction to pornography. Yeah. That's the number one addiction in the country today is pornography. Yes. Probably all of you have been exposed to that in one way or another. Starting today, we want to make a firm commitment never to look at bad things the rest of our lives. Amen? That's our commitment, starting today. Amen? You're going to be tempted, probably today. Probably today you have temptations. But starting today, We're going to make that commitment. I'm going to use my eyes to contemplate the beauty of God. The beauty of God in nature. The beauty of God in the Word of God. The beauty of God in the smiling face of a child. And one day the beauty of God in heaven for all eternity. Amen? Yeah? Remember the story of Padre Pio, the blind man? We want to use our eyes to contemplate the beauty of God in this life as well as in the life to come. Let's go down. This happens in Holy Communion. We're not aware of it until I preach you this message. We're going from the head, we're going all the way down. How about your feelings and your sentiments? They can be good and bad. We want our feelings, our sentiments to be noble. Years ago when I arrived, there was a boy who was about 18 that had a bad heart. His name was Paco Castillo. Okay? He had a really bad heart. So they looked into it and someone gave him a heart transplant. You know, that's always kind of dangerous. You have to get the right blood compatibility. The heart of the one dies has to be given right away. And the heart transplant, it really worked. Now he's living in Texas, he's in his 40s, and he's relatively healthy. But when you receive communion, you're going to receive a heart transplant. Yes? That's true. I'm not speaking metaphorically or even poetically, because you receive the body, blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. You're going to receive the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Wow. Doesn't that blow your mind? Doesn't that blow your mind? You're going to receive the heart of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. So ask Jesus Christ through the heart of Mary, give me your heart. Give me your heart with all the most noble sentiments in the human heart. Give me a pure heart, Jesus. Give me a loving heart. Give me a compassionate heart. Give me a merciful heart. Give me a heart willing to sacrifice. Give me a heart really capable of loving in the most noble way possible. So if you want to live this virtue, you're not going to be living it simply by clenching your fist and gritting your teeth. That's not going to work. You're going to obtain this virtue by receiving Jesus with love in Holy Communion. We have a lot of parents here. If they're going to live out this virtue, Mom and Dad, you got to live it out, and we have to live it out. You hear me? Hello? If you want them to live it, you better darn well try to live it yourselves. Otherwise, how can you expect your children to live this out if the parents are not living it out? You hear me? All of us have to try to live this out. Priests, parents, lay people, religious. But the parents, you parents, you are the chief teachers of your children in virtues, and it's a virtue of chastity. So let's pray that we will be able to live out this virtue. And let's beg the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let's beg the Blessed Virgin Mary, her Immaculate Heart, that we will be able to live out this virtue so that we'll be able to put into practice the Beatitude, Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. And that's the promise. If we live out this virtue in this life, we will contemplate the beauty of God for all eternity. So I'm going to be praying for all of you and your parents. And this is my prayer for all of you. that all of you will be a precious jewel in the crown of Mary to contemplate the face of the Blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen.